Now time for Locker Room Chat with Onega girls head basketball coach Craig Boswell after a tough one yesterday, 50-30 the final score against Centralia. But coach, you guys were off to a good start in the first half, and then some things didn't quite go your way in the second half. Your overall thoughts on this one?
Yeah, the first half, I thought our girls played physical. There was good chemistry amongst themselves. I was really happy to see our post really working well together with the high-low. And it was just, I saw a lot of good things from our younger girls that stepped in as well in that first half. And then, like you said, the second half Centralia took it to us a little bit. Third quarter, we got into some foul trouble with our starters. And, Centralia's just too good to get in foul trouble and try to keep up. But they, Centralia played really well. They played tough and they're a physical team.
Yeah, two games in a row now, Delaney, Figgy, getting into a little bit of foul trouble. What are some things that you've been trying to tell her to help her try to avoid this in the future?
And that's my job as a coach. I'm going to try to position her better, down low, playing down low at the defensive block. A lot of people are going to try to attack her and get her out of the game, just like what's been happening. But I think she'll come around, and we're going to really work on her defensively down there, and hopefully we can keep her in a full game, and hopefully she can produce a little bit more if she can stay in the game.
Emerson Fordham in her place, though, she does really well. She has 10 points, 11 rebounds. How about a double-double for her? Fantastic stuff. And how does this kind of help boost her confidence?
Yeah, it's second game against Centralia, and she can produce some numbers like that. So, like I said, I'm really excited for our post. I think if we can, use them as our strength going in every single game, it's going to open up our guard play. But I'm really happy to see Emerson get her first double of the year. I think other teams will kind of put her on notice, which will open up Delaney and our other posts and guards. So I'm really excited. I think, like I said, it was a tough game, but I saw a lot of good things from our young players.
And, Coach, you guys finish off your 2023 portion of the schedule with the game at Hanover, a really tough matchup against the former state champs. What are some things in this game that you're hoping to see from your team?
Like last night, we got out in transition. We didn't allow them to get into their press very much, and we got the ball down the court. So I'm hoping, I bet Hanover will probably be doing the same thing. Is we got to rip the ball out of the net and just get it out and take it down to the sideline, and they'll be tough. They're going to be probably playing that 3-2 zone, and they're very aggressive. So we got to make sure that we take care of the ball and have fewer turnovers, because I think that's been kind of our weakest link there is not being able to take care of the ball like we should. But if we do that, I do believe that we can probably hang in there with them. Make it a close game, and if it is a close game, we could have a shot.
Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it as always. A Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays to you as well.
All right, Merry Christmas. Thank you.
That was Onega Girls Head Basketball Coach Craig Boswell here on Locker Room Chats, and brought to you today by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Mainstar Trust.